This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 in the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. Intel hacked. Big, big data dump. Twitter announced new features you weren't supposed to see. The beta of Mac OS Big Sur. And can tweeting or retweeting get you arrested? I want to welcome you to episode 1465 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, August 6th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the brand new listeners to the show. I want to thank you for being here. I want to thank you for checking the show out for the very first time. Make sure you get over to Geek News Central Podcast. Actually, geeknewscentral.com. Subscribe to the podcast. You'll find that in the right-hand column of the website. You'll find a place there. Subscribe to the newsletter as well. Make sure you take a gander of all the great content. Grab some older shows. Watch them or listen to them. That's really up to you. But the main thing is get subscribed. Of course, you can always join our chat room. Our chat room is a geeknews.chat. That's on a Mastodon chat server or our Discord channel. And our Slack channel has seen some new life. So, we'll be pulling from the Slack channel today and doing a few topics. Hey, if you have comments on today's show, it's real simple. All you got to do is email me, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Of course, you can always follow me on Twitter @geeknews. That's the way to go to stay in contact with the show. You can follow me on Facebook as well. Just follow me. Do a friend request to Todd Cochran. Partner shows are all linked to geeknewscentral.com. And, of course, this show is sponsored by the longest-running continuous sponsor of a podcast. We don't have the official Guinness Book of World Records, but if there was one, we would have one. GoDaddy's been here a long time. GoDaddy's been supporting this show. GoDaddy's been taking care of me, making sure I can pay the rent, pay the insurance, pay the electricity bill. Cough, cough, cough that came in. Yes, that hot summer weather definitely added to my air conditioner bill. So we definitely need all the support we can get. And of course, hey, save money. Save big, 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 big money on GoDaddy products and services. 30% off. Right off the top, 30% off new product purchases. Get a .com for $4.99 on a new or transfer domain. New customers only, thank you. Or here's the big one, or the next two big ones, $1 a month to manage WordPress hosting, $1 a month for the first year with a free domain. Yes, a free domain. And $1 a month economy hosting for the first year again with a free domain. $12 get you going, get your domain, get your website, get you online. Get you started, make something happen to get yourself a COVID insurance plan. Because I know there's people still being laid off. I know there's people that have just gone back to work. But what happens? What happens in the fall? What happens when the actual flu season starts again and they try to shut us down? They shut us down or lock you down or do whatever they're going to do. You need a plan. You need a business. You need something that you can do. And here's what I've been telling you for several months. Start something today. $12 is your investment. $12. And if you've been unemployed, take 1/1300th. I think that would be the number. $12. I guess it probably isn't that much. If you're getting the $600 a month extra money for 13 weeks, just $12 of that. Get you online, get you going, get you set up, get you started with something that you can, give yourself an insurance plan. And you're also supporting the show when you do that. So get over to geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Definitely check things out. We definitely appreciate all of you that support GoDaddy as a sponsor here. And if nothing else, tell your friends, family members, people that you know that they should be using GoDaddy as a product or service. So, hey, everyone, how you doing? Scott, I'm using NDI PTZ cameras. That's what I'm using. Thanks for the question from the chat room. Definitely appreciate it. I'd like to call it the troll room, but we don't have any trolls. Everyone that's listened to this show is really nice. And, I got a text that came in. What came in from Michael Dare, our conspiracy coordinator? Oh, Michael, I cannot say that on the show. You little... You just sent me something. No, that is not show appropriate, okay? So as I take a hit of Red Bull, for those of you listening, I got a few things to say. Do you think I have a few things to say? And I really kind of want to start first by talking about Beirut. Now, I've been putting some stuff on my Facebook page over the last couple of days that have gotten some people annoyed. The first thing I put up was a potential conspiracy theory about Rona, and we talked about it in the show on how things could be agents in the field could be spreading this and keeping Americans sick. Again, that was a conspiracy theory and no basis of truth, but my imagination. But let's bring in the Beirut conversation. Now, I was lucky enough to witness a Moab. Well, maybe not lucky enough, but I got to witness a Moab. I don't know if I can really say where, when, and how, but I got to see one go off. And it was pretty impressive. The shockwaves were pretty impressive. And when I saw this explosion in Beirut, my eyes got pretty big. And it, to me, the difference between what happened in Beirut and what happens with a Moab is a Moab is exploded at a certain altitude. Gas dispersed, then it's lit, and then it explodes, and you have this overpressure, and it's very devastating. And windows get blown out from many miles away. Got to witness that with a whole bunch of other guys, and I was had just maybe one eyeball in the window while there was a bunch of heads around me looking in that direction as well, and we all were like, whoa. And when I first saw the Beirut explosion, I had that whoa moment. And little did I know how big of a hole was going to be put in the ground. I'm going to be frank. That was unbelievable. And I think anyone that's seen it, if we've watched all the views. So I got to thinking about this for a little bit. And of course, over 24 hours, the history comes out that ammonium nitrate, same type of stuff that Timothy McVeigh used to partially destroy the federal building in Oklahoma and kill those people. And we know he was an Army specialist. You know that, right? And so anyway, long story short here, after we hear that this stuff has been stored for 6 or 7 years, I think it was in a warehouse, not in a ship. That had been offloaded from a ship. There's lots of stuff going on. But my first thought was, wow. Wow. What stupidity to have been stored in this in a warehouse. Now, some say it was a welding crew that started the fire. But I'm a little more sinister. And I'm going to give you the scenario here. I'm going to give you the scenario. So for 25 years, I got to read all kinds of cool stuff. Got to sit down. In early days, I had to sit down and read paper reports because it was all printed. But later on, it was all on websites that I had access to at a very high level. And I don't have to go into all that detail, but let's just say I could read intelligence reports from all over the world. And I didn't have access to everything, but I had access to a lot. And what I wouldn't have given to been able to have been at the computer this morning and reading the intelligence summaries that are coming out of Beirut or from Beirut or about Beirut, whatever. But I don't. I don't have that type of access anymore. And even if I did, I couldn't tell any. And even if I did read it, I couldn't talk about it even then. So, but what triggered me was The president said in a press briefing that someone had told him, some general, that this was a potential attack. Now, let me explain what happens here. Let me give you a rundown of something like this. So, and because the news media will never tell you this, but I will. So let's just hypothetically say that someone torched this thing and blew it up. Let's just hypothetically say that. And let's say we have evidence thereof, or pre-announcement, or pre-briefed that this was going to happen. Don't think operations get pre-briefed? Absolutely. So imagine this general's doing a brief of the presidency. Yeah, but, you know, that was an attack, or that was done by, you know, whatever was said. President says something publicly, and the general that maybe said that to him, he wasn't supposed to do that. And he calls over the White House and says, hey, listen, you know, what you just said was classified. It wasn't meant for public disclosure. And the president's like, well, I'm the president. I can say what I want to say. This is a hypothetical, right? All right, Mr. President, but you haven't declassified that. And that intelligence is from another source that is attributed to a foreign power that we are friends with. I am going to have to deny publicly that I told you anything. Ladies and gentlemen, that could have happened. It may not have happened. I'm sure, depending on your political view, it probably didn't. You know, some for some say, oh, he was just making shit up. And other people say, well, he opened his big mouth. You know, whatever it was, there was oftentimes backstories, all kinds of things to defer and deflect. And so let's say that stockpile was owned by Hezbollah. Let's say that stockpile was owned by Hezbollah. And Israel's been having some issues. And they know that Hezbollah is going to start using that material to make weapons, and Mossad says, no, they're not. And, you know, they toss a, I'm just speculating, I'm a conspiracy theorist here, they've thrown a time ticker with an incendiary device in that building, maybe not knowing how big the boom was really going to be. Now, given what we know, I'm going to say 90% that this was an accident, because the innocent lives that were killed is pretty high. And the livelihoods of innocent people have been impacted. And typically, when there is some sort of operation going to be taken place, there will be a determination made on the impact to innocent civilian people. And at least I believe our government, and I'm not going to speak for another government, I believe firmly our government would say, no way, no how, never, this will not be done. You will not take this target down. You will not cause this thing to explode. It won't happen. Because that type of operation, if conducted by the United States, would have to be signed off by the president because of all the innocent people that would potentially be killed, which have been. So I'm firmly believing that this was purely an accident, in my opinion. But I'm sure a lot of people are going to talk, a lot of people are going to think, a lot of people are going to wonder, a lot of people are going to wonder if it was Mossad, wonder if it was just an accident, wonder if it was another third party, someone that didn't know what was they were up against. If you know, you just, well, maybe we'll find out, and maybe we won't. So Michael says welding next ammonia nitrate is worse than strong Mentos near soda pop. Well, Michael, absolutely, unequivocally, yes, welding would be a very, very bad move on that part. And I know there's some pictures to that point. Michael says, you have had clearances, but did you have the need to know? I won't go into that, but there are levels of need to know. That's all I will say. But yeah. So Ted, yeah, I did see the story about the Russian vessel that did offload this 2,750 metric tons of the ammonium nitrate in 2013. And there's a whole history on this. A lot of reporter data. Somebody went to jail. There's a lot of document. There's no doubt that the ammonium nitrate was there. The question really is, that's not the question. The question is, accident? On purpose. On purpose by foreign government. Or on purpose by some idiot. Or a welder that had no clue. You know, that's the question. That's the question. And, you know, let's be frank. A lot of innocent people have died. A lot of innocent people have gotten hurt. They're saying $5 billion in damage. But one thing is absolutely, unequivocally, absolutely true here is that it was absolute negligence on the Beirut authorities to have that quantity of that explosive device stored where it was stored without proper controls. That is the fact. People have died because of negligence, regardless of how it blew up. That's what people should not forget. I know the French president was in Beirut today, and you know, it used to be a colony. I don't fully understand the full status anymore. I think they're autonomous rule. But from World War II, I believe, or World War I or World War II, one of those two wars, was given the Beirut territory to be, it was under their authority. And I'm not a history buff. I don't know. So anyway. That's just my how things could have happened. And being that the president is the security classifier at the highest level, he can declassify things as he wishes. I'm sure he's often told not to. But anyway, you just never know. We'll never know the truth. Not at all. Because if you've told somebody something and then they've talked about it and then they ask you, did you say something? No, nothing. I did not tell him that. Because you're also still responsible. You still signed this piece of paper and that particular topic isn't, you don't have the authority to say one way or the other. You cannot confirm or deny or anything. Can't talk about it, around it, within it, on top of it, below it, or you're going to jail. That's the simple fact. Yep, Michael, we've all witnessed welding, jumping, and catching stuff on fire. I've seen that as well at my own. Matter of fact, my dad lit our garage on fire one time from welding. I fully understand it. Those sparks are very, very hot. Okay, so I've spent a lot of time on this. Probably don't care. What does it have to do with tech? Nothing, but I just thought it was interesting. But one last, or actually a couple more things before we move on. 14-day quarantine outrage in New York City. Where's the outrage for the quarantines going on in Hawaii? It's been going on for months. People are screaming, oh my God, my civil liberties are being... Hawaii's had 14-day quarantine for a couple months. No one cares about Hawaii, but they're doing it in New York City. Oh my God, people's minds are exploding. How can he do this? It's not the first governor, not the first mayor to have done this. Hawaii's been leading the way. So anyway, I laugh. Oh, the hypocrisy. Oh my God, New York's doing the lockdown. Well, where you been for the last couple of months? Obviously, you weren't planning a trip to Aloha Land. All right, so as I said, our Slack channel, we got a new Slack channel set up for conspiracies. I'm just going to read one. Did you know that large freeway overpasses are actually hollow? maybe not a conspiracy, but not well known. But a conspiracy is that the Coronado Bay Bridge in San Diego has hidden munitions, as does the Silver Strand to keep naval ships from being stranded during a time of attack. A well-known celebrity accumulated evidence of drug trafficking against power people and had to face... Oh, this is a... Okay, that's one is another one. The second one, again, so do you think that there are munitions stored in the Coronado Bridge as well as the Silver Strand? Do you think that is a conspiracy out there? Also, a well-known celebrity accumulated evidence of drug trafficking while against powerful people and had to fake his own death so that he could expose the bad guys. Thank you very much. Elvis has left the building. So anyway, those are two fun conspiracies. Two fun experiences. And aloha, Rita, to you. And I am actually in Michigan, so I'm not in aloha land. So anyway, enough fun at the beginning of the show. I just had to talk a little bit about that. But what could lead to another conspiracy is our first tech news story of the day, and that's very, very important here. And again, if you love the show, we want you to support the show, becoming an insider, geeknewscentral.com/insider. So, hey, so here is it. Intel is investigating a breach after 20 gigs of internal documents have been leaked online. The leak has been confirmed to be authentic. Many files are marked confidential or restricted secret. So here's how this is bad. Intel, I would consider to be a national treasure. AMD, all these companies are doing incredible work and cheap with chip density, number of transistors, all this stuff takes years and years of work, lots of scientific studies, technologies, machining, all kinds of stuff. So this is the first batch, appears to be more, where lots of data on Intel chips. The leaked files contain Intel intellectual property respective to the internal design of various chipsets. The files contain technical specs and product guides and manuals for CPUs dating back to 2016. So that's not old data like the 8088 or the Intel, you know, some of the early Intel chips. I'm losing my geek pride here. But this is modern day chip design. Who could use that? Who could use design, technical specification, product guides, and manuals? Who could use that? Who is the best replicator in the world? The Chinese. The Chinese could use all this, I'm sure. But anything that's come out of Intel, and shame on Intel for not being able to lock their stuff down. Industrial espionage. This will probably cost Intel a lot of money because if it has all the like secret sauce, they're screwed. The Swiss engineer that leaked this said it, and he was the one that was delivered to, it represents the first part of a multi-part series of Intel-related leaks. It never ends. 20 gigs. That's a lot. Intel ME, Intel Restructured Secret, Intel Layout, Crystal Forest Design, Intel Ethernal. It's all chip design. This is probably pretty, pretty devastating to Intel. And again, shame on Intel. Shame on Intel for not keeping their documentation secure. It's your fault. Stock is going to go down. As we talked about on the last show, the United States stepping up efforts to purge Chinese apps from digital networks. Well, With parent companies based in China, apps like we talked about already, TikTok, WeChat, and others are significant threats to personal data on American citizens. They've been telling people in the military, don't use WeChat for years. It's banned. It's a banned app. You cannot use it. So U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is reported have said that U.S. was expanding its clean network program. Now, here's the thing I want you. This is the thing that triggered me. I'm being triggered tonight, ladies and gentlemen. You know, actually, I woke up this morning pissed off. I don't know why. I got out of bed and I was mad. I have no idea. I'm in a better mood now. But listen to this. Just listen to these two statements and then we'll all react together. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is reported to have said that the U.S. was expanding its clean network program, focusing on five different areas. Steps apparently include preventing Chinese apps and telecom companies from accessing the sensitive information of American citizens and businesses, he said. I agree. Now, here comes the hypocrisy. As the report notes, China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, hit back in an interview Wednesday stating the U.S. had no right to create its so-called clean network and that the move was a textbook case of bullying. Ladies and gentlemen, oh my God, calling the kettle black. Listen to this again. China's foreign minister, Wang Yi, hit back in an interview Wednesday stating the U.S. had no right to create its so-called clean network and that the move was a textbook case of bullying. What is China in itself, ladies and gentlemen? It's a clean network that spies on every move that you make. Every app that you have installed reports back to the Chinese government. They have a dirty network. If you go to China with your primary mobile phone and you're a listener of this show, I'm just going to straight up tell you, why do you not trust me? Do you think I talk about this stuff all the time to not help protect you? If you go to China on vacation, please take a burner phone that you will throw in the trash when you land in America and never use again. So the hypocrisy of this China's foreign minister really blows me away. He says anyone can see through clearly that the intention of the United States is to protect its monopoly position and technology and to rob other countries of their proper right to development. They steal. They listen. They spy. They ghost people. They kill people. They send them to internment camps, the government of China. And yet, they're accusing the United States to try to protect its monopoly position on technology. You have got to be kidding me. And if you buy into this, please, please, if you buy into what the Chinese are saying, please find another show. If you believe this, obviously there's a little bit of politics in play. But based upon what the Chinese government's response to this is, it's hypocrisy at its best. It's hypocrisy at its best. It goes back to everything I've been saying here for a while. You don't know it, but World War III is being played out right now. Digitally, chemically, biology. Look at the products that come in from China that are you wouldn't feed your cat with. I'm just, what can I say? Todd, you're overreacting. Your tinfoil hat. Maybe a little. But I go back to my original conversation. What did I do for 25 years? Do you not think that some of the stuff that I saw, read, and heard has not resonated here? I think the U.S. government should step up its job and purge every untrusted Chinese app out there. They should be banned, gutted, removed. They got a 100-year plan, folks. They're very, very patient. One cut at a time. Kill a few million people, not a problem. Poison us with their products. Spying us, collect information. You know what? I will never go to China. As much stuff as I've talked about them on this show, I will disappear the moment I arrive. I would be locked up, questioned. Why do I disparage the Chinese? I'm cool with Chinese people. Absolutely. No problem. No problem. But the Chinese government and their operatives, it's a whole different story. You think Russia's bad? Come on. Oh, that's right. You're right. Hong Kong people? Yeah, tell them about, hey, do you think the Hong Kong people are happy about what's going on there? Everyone's being quiet. Am I wrong? Come on, come on, come on. Time for you to stake your claim here in the chat. I want to hear from you. What do you think? Is Todd lost his rocker? You think I have an opinion? Yes, I do. All right, Twitter accidentally tells all iOS users they can limit replies to their tweets. Well, it accidentally issued incorrect release notes. It's not available to everyone, but it is coming, and you'll be able to limit who will be able to reply to your tweets in the future. Also, Twitter is adding labels to state-backed media and government accounts. The labels will appear in users' profiles and within their tweets. It'll say U.S. government account or Russia state-affiliated media. It'll say something to that effect. About time. Because many levels of deception here. And we've already talked about Facebook and Twitter and their stuff that they're doing. I mean, you know, if you want to make sure your message gets out, if you want to make sure that you are not silenced, that you're not ghosted, that you're not shadow banned, get your .com, start a podcast, start talking about this stuff yourself on your own show, and use my promo code GeekNews over at Blueberry to get a free month of podcast hosting, because this is the only way. Podcasts are the only way I cannot be silenced. I can't be taken. I can be taken off all live accounts. I can be taken down everywhere. But you guys know that GeekNewsCentral.com is a place where my content resides. All right. Apple is launching public beta of Mac OS Big Sur. It's the biggest desktop OS update in years. So if you're thinking about installing the Mac OS Big Sur public beta, be warned that it is still, well, a beta. That means you could experience some unexpected bugs and software you rely on may crash. Before you install Big Sur, make sure all of your important documents are backed up somewhere safe. And if possible, you should only install this on a secondary non-production Mac. If I was young and dangerous, I would have already done this, but I don't do that anymore. I need all my machines and I don't have the time or the patience to reinstall software after it's crashed. Now, here's something curious. And you're going to switch. Ted says, yeah, you're right, Ted. I did lose my... Ted says, you lost your rocker. Good pun on words, Ted. Yes, I did lose my rocker a long time ago, and I lost. And however, you are spot on about China. So, internal joke, ladies and gentlemen. Internal joke. First person that can actually send me an email and tell me what Ted meant in that text. Okay, here we go. Some of you are disqualified. You know who you are. But he says, you lost your rocker a long time ago, LOL. However, you are spot on about China. So first person that emails me that is not disqualified and you know who you are, $20. geeknews@gmail.com. Oh, my God. Oh, there's some serious slang there. My goodness. All right. So again, first person to email, it doesn't matter if it's on the show or you listen later. First person that gets it right, $20. PayPal. All right. One tweet tried to identify a police officer. Then five people were charged with felony harassment. So a New Jersey police department is pursuing cyber harassment charges against five people in connection with a protest photo uploaded to Twitter in June. Complaints were served against the original tweeter and four other people who retweeted the message, alleging that they caused the officer to fear for the safety of his family. So do you think this is right? So a protester took a photo of the police officer, and then they wanted people's help to identify who he was and where he lived. So this police department filed his complaint in late July over a tweet posted on June 26. The now deleted message included a photo of a masked on-duty police officer with a crest that anyone knows who this beep, and it's referring to a woman, not in a kind way, is. Oh, wow. And it wasn't referring to a woman. It's referring to a guy. Throw his info under this tweet. Because of the mask, the officer is not readily identifiable from the photograph, and they do not appear any replies revealing his identity, but it was reposted five times, retweeted. So the original poster and the retweeters are charged with cyber harassment, a fourth degree felony punishable by up to 18 months in jail. Do you think this is right? Do you think this is right? If you openly request information to try to find out who a police officer is and where he lives, it makes you go, just a little bit. So ACLU is taking up the case of the accused. So what say you? Geeknews@gmail.com. Geeknews@gmail.com. I'm not going to weigh in one way or the other. I want to hear what you guys say. I think you guys know where I'm at on this, but it is interesting, right? Someone takes a picture of me and says who it is. I'm pretty much living in the public domain, so maybe that's fair game for me. Is that fair game for a police officer that's doing his job? Makes you go, just a little bit, doesn't it? Verizon expanded its 5G network into San Jose, California. San Jose marks the 36th city to get Verizon super fast 5G. No surprise there. And there's a list. We got a list somewhere. I think maybe it's in the next post. Or maybe not. I got a list of all the 5G cities. That's coming up later. YouTube is experimenting with a new search bar on Android and is signing reminders for the web TV apps. The change is part of YouTube's ongoing feature experiments program. So they're trying to get you logged in on your TV, huh? I've been logged into my YouTube TV for a while. I never really watch it anonymously. So they want them to log into your Google. It's a pain, though. You have to click, 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 click to get your email in, and then click, click, click to get your password, and then have to do your authentication code, click, click, click. It's 5 minutes to log in. I understand why people don't. Make it easy, and then maybe we'll do it. Researchers are warning of an Achilles heel security flaw for Android phones. Chips that allow modern phone features, such as quick charging or noise cancellation, may open the door for hackers. So DSPs is the key here. Digital signal processors. These are little processors. It's basically a processor in a component that can be programmed. DSPs are pretty cool. They do all kinds of stuff. There's DSPs right here in this TriCaster that I can program along with FGPAs and a whole bunch of other stuff. So DSPs are definitely gateways to be able to hack stuff. So this is just a warning. The chip's wide range of possibilities, however, mean it's ripe for abuse from hackers. And in a DEF CON presentation scheduled on Friday, a researcher is expected to demonstrate how those processors are essentially gateways for attackers to get control over Android devices. I'm not at all surprised. It's basically computers within computers. And they're very powerful, really. And if the code isn't up to snuff, it's a gateway. NASA is rethinking use of insensitive nicknames for cosmic objects. NASA is ditching some of the unofficial names given to galaxies and nebulas as it works to become more inclusive. So what did they identify that was not good? Galaxy and nebulae, check out ARP-142, which consists of NGC 2336 and NGC 2937. Those designations may not ring a bell for most people, but you'll definitely remember the penguin and the egg galaxy because they look like an adorable penguin guarding an egg. So NASA gave two examples of cosmic objects it will no longer use nicknames for. Planetary Nebula 2392 has been called the Eskimo Nebula. Eskimos widely viewed as a colonial term with a racist history, so they're changing that along with a number of others. Siamese Twin Galaxy, that's being removed. So they're really looking at all these names to make sure that it's not offensive and renaming them. T-Mobile leapfrogs AT&T, saying it's the second-largest U.S. carrier after Sprint's merger. T-Mobile had a very strong quarter. They put on 1.25 million new subscribers. 1.11 million of those were postpaid additions. Of that 1.11 million, 253,000 were postpaid phone adds. So, yes, they had a big, big quarter. So this gives T-Mobile, with the merger of Sprint, which is no longer exists, a total of 98.3 million subscribers, which says it pushes it past AT&T when it comes to total postpaid and prepaid users, although it's still behind Verizon with revenue of $17.7 billion, an estimate of beating analyst estimate of 17.61 and 9 cents on earnings per share. So T-Mobile was like that small, now large company that you kind of wish it can, and it is. But when will they become the status of the much-hated AT&T and Verizon? Do they get now put into that category? Google reportedly working on a foldable Pixel for 2021. Come on. According to a leaked document, the phone may be slated for late 2021. A foldable? How many of you want a foldable phone? Please tell me. Please tell me. Also, they're saying the best part of the Samsung Galaxy Tab S7 Plus is its screen because you can use a little external keyboard and it's basically kind of like a Chromebook almost. So they're not so happy with the software. So that's not a good write-up. So Samsung announced a boatload of new products, including the latest version of its popular Note smartphone and the next folding phone in its portfolio. Also mixed was a new Galaxy Tab S7, S7 Plus, the company's latest high-end Android tablets designed to go blow for the iPad Pro. And I'm just going to be honest there, to date, I've never seen an Android tablet that will go head-to-head with an iPad. iPad wins, chicken dinner. It just, the Android tablets are not as functional, not as fast, not as pretty. If you've got an Android tablet and you think it's better than an iPad, please email me the model. Let me know. I just haven't seen it yet. The Galaxy Z Fold, another folding phone, is Samsung's big promise that it can fix its foldable future. And it commits to 5G and foldables as the future for their product line. So I just don't see it. Maybe it's an Asian thing. I don't know. But in America, I've not seen anyone have one of these. Okay, if you are unfortunate and you have a family member, friend, someone locked up, yes, locked up in prison, the FCC lowers some prison phone rates after blaming states for high prices. The FCC's tentatively approved a 14% minute limit, but only for interstate calls. And it's up to the states to do intrastate rate changes. So that's something. Why don't they say state to state instead of interstate, or instead of saying intrastate? But you're all smart. You're following along. So they're trying to make it cheaper for inmates to call home. And I guess I'm cool with that. And also, FCC limits add-on fees as well. So if you have anyone that may be locked up and calling home from time to time, talk to kids or family members or whatever, you get a little break here. Because, you know, who gets stuck with the bill? It's the mom or a parent or an aunt, uncle that are on the outside accepting those charges when those calls come in. So they shouldn't have to be paying the price for that, you know, paying that heavy surcharge for the person that's locked up. All right, Uber continues to hemorrhage cash during the pandemic despite growth in delivery. The company lost $1.8 billion in the last 3 months. Whoa. $1.8 billion with its adjusted net revenues down 29%. Is Uber going to survive? Even Uber's successful delivery business, which saw revenues grow 162% year over year, wasn't enough to buoy the company's finances. Holy smokes. It was a grim quarter. Wow. Now, the first 3 months, they lost $2.9 billion. Holy smokes. That's some money flushed down the toilet. Holy cow. Moving on to a totally different topic, and we've been hearing a lot about this all over the place. Facebook reportedly removed strikes from conservative pages after executive intervened. Meanwhile, they're banning political ads and all kinds of stuff that are out there. Mostly the president's, obviously. Because we know that the Democrats never say anything conservative or ever say anything that isn't exactly true. But anyway, the president's been having big news about a bunch of stuff taken down recently. And this is just kind of the opposite, though. Facebook, again, reported removing strikes from conservatives. Public policy chief Joel Capelan, which I believe he is a conservative, was said to have stepped in on the behalf of Breitbart. So Breitbart, excuse my pronunciation here. So link will be up in the show notes. Snapchat is adding an in-app voter registration. So if you have someone that's using Snapchat and they're not registered to vote, they're doing the same thing as they did in the 2016 election by getting folks to getting young folks to register, Gen Z and millennials. The 2016, they were able to register 450,000 people, of which 50% of those actually voted. So that's pretty significant. That's a win. So just as long as they're being fair and they're giving political candidate information, anyone, I'd love to see that. You know, that's nothing that could ever be trifled with, right? To sway someone one way or the other. So they're giving them, what information they give them? They're giving them voter guide. It provides user with information about topics like voting by mail, ballot education, voter registration. The guide is available via keyword search and will feature resources, by experts from the NNACP, ACLU, Ballot Ready, Democracy Works, API Vote, I Am a Voter, Vote Early Day, National Voter Registration, and more. So it goes on and on. So anyway, getting people out there to register to vote. Oh, here's that list. Here's a list of cities that have 5G. And I'm just going to go through them fast. Atlanta, Boise, Boston, Charlotte, Chicago, Cincinnati, Cleveland, Columbus, Dallas, Denver, Des Moines, Detroit, Grand Rapids, Greensboro, Hampton Roads, Hoboken, Houston, Indianapolis, Kansas City, Little Rock, Los Angeles, Memphis, Miami, Minneapolis, New York, Omaha, Panama City, Phoenix, Providence, Salt Lake City, San Diego, Sioux Falls, Spokane, St. Paul, Washington, D.C. No cold water in Michigan. Where is that? Those are all of the cities that have either Verizon, T-Mobile, or AT&T 5G. Not all of them have all of it. So anyway, if you're in one of those cities, congratulations. And if you get a phone that has 5G, you'll be able to use it. A neutron star might be hiding as a blob inside a massive stellar explosion. It might be the youngest neutron star known to date. So if you're into that, there's a link in the show notes on that for you to check out. Also, It appears to be a hack going on YouTube where people's channels are being taken over through a SIM swap. And if a favorite site that you love to watch all of a sudden has got nothing but a Bitcoin video, be aware that that's, and all the videos go away, be aware that the site was probably hacked. A number of high-profile tech sites have had their accounts basically stolen out from underneath them and all their videos removed. It's just, it's devastating. When that type of stuff happens, my goodness, my goodness. So YouTube is supposedly investigating, or at least the digital reply said they were. Okay, last couple articles for you tonight. Pixel 4 and Pixel 4 XL have already been discontinued by Google. I think we talked about that. Google says it sold through its inventory of the two phones. You cannot get one of those older phones. And if you want an Android smartwatch, we've got a list of Android smartwatches. Okay, so Rita, thank you for your comments. She says, no, thank you for a foldable phone. Thank you very much. And yes, the party receiving the call pays those long-distance bills. I understand that completely. That's why it's a good thing what the FCC is doing and getting those rates changed. After all, it wasn't the person that's receiving the call that did the deed that got somebody locked up. Do I have any more email? Let me go in here. Have you guys been enjoying the show? Have I been doing okay? I'm too tinfoil on you? Let me know. I'm trying to spice things up just a little bit with the show here, as you can see. So no new conspiracies theories have been received, although we have a few in the Slack channel that we will save for the next show. Andrew has actually got in, one of our writers here at Geek News Central, has got in on the game. Now, if you want to participate, the only place we're taking conspiracy theory input is on our Slack channel, or if you send it in via email, then I'll copy it into our Slack conspiracy channel. You can join the Slack channel. It is available. We invited a number of folks that are already on the Slack to come into that particular channel. We've got it opened up for everyone. And all you got to do is send me an email, geeknews@gmail.com, and say you want to be part of the Slack channel. Don't worry. It's not the only place you can participate, geeknews.chat or on our Discord chat. I haven't checked the Discord channel in a while. Anybody been in there? So you might be talking to yourself. I apologize, but I'm in Slack 24/7. That's where I like to work. For some reason, the rest of you don't like Slack. I don't know why. It's one of the best messaging apps out there. Hey, it's been my pleasure to bring you a show today. Thank you so very much for being here. Geeknews@gmail.com. Don't forget about our sponsor, GoDaddy. If you've loved the show and getting a little value, getting a little entertainment, geeknewscentral.com/insider. Again, if you can decode the message that Ted put in Facebook, the first person to email me gets a crispy $20 bill via PayPal. It was just too funny to pass up. Ted, bonus, double bonus on the pun. All right, everyone. Thanks for being here. We'll see you next time on the Geek News Central Podcast. Take care. Stay healthy. Take care of the elderly. Watch out for one another. Be safe. Bye-bye.